Central New Yorkers who've been waiting since mid-March to have surgery can now begin the process of scheduling or rescheduling procedures. WAER Scott Willis has more.
St. Joseph's Hospital Health Center is among those who had to halt so-called elective surgeries to prepare for any possible surge in COVID-19 patients. Emergency Management and Disaster Preparedness Manager Joe Bick says no surgery is really elective.
You don't have to get it done today, but it's going to have to be done, or it's going to progress to a point where there will be no ability to choose the time and place of it.
Bick says early on in the pandemic, they evaluated surgeries to rate their level of medical necessity. Those that couldn't wait were done to avoid a negative outcome later. Procedures put on hold range from orthopedic and urological to ear, nose, and throat, and even diagnostic tests like colonoscopies. Bick says they have a team working on restarting surgeries by mid-May under the rigorous guidance of the state health department.
Our hospital-based surgery centers have been COVID-free and closed for the last 7 weeks, so as we ramp up into doing surgeries again, I hope people can get some sense of comfort from the fact that everyone here is fully committed to their safety.
Perhaps as further reassurance, St. Joe's has just earned its third consecutive A grade in the annual Leapfrog Hospital Survey. It's the only hospital in the region to receive the designation based on 28 publicly reported measures that include patient satisfaction, physician staffing, and infections, among others. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.